Hey everyone, welcome to the Money Brew Show. This is Daniel James here with DJM Design. Today we interview JB Kellogg from Madwire and Marketing 360. We also try out this biltong, which is a South African delicacy, the Kalahari chili lime, which you can pick up. He gives it the craziest rating that I've ever seen on the show, so I really love that. And then secondly, we dropped him this box with a bunch of South African goodies, which you can pick up and check out on Amazon. But on this show, we talk about AI, the impact of AI. How does a 500 plus person use company use AI, and what's coming, and how do you actually make the most of it? Is it how much data, how much you're inputting, how much you're outputting? Check that out. And obviously we have a workshop, maximizeaiworkshop.com. You can check that out as well. I'll see you in the episode. Hey everyone, this is the Money Brew Show. I am Daniel James Vandenberg with DJM Design. We've brought on a really cool guest, and the company is Madwire and Marketing 360. And this is JB Kellogg's story. We've done a bunch of different sections, so if you missed that, go check it out. They're an Inc. 5000 company, which I found out is not very easy to do. So if you're all about tech and this new space in business, check this episode out. We'll talk about AI in this section. We'll do another taste test with biltong, which is beef jerky for Americans, basically. So JB, AI and all the hype and all the craziness, how are you seeing this marketing trend impact your business?
AI, I think, is going to impact every business in some capacity. And in some ways, it scares the crap out of me. And other ways, it's exciting, you know. And the way that I look at AI is only good as the data it has access to. And our platform, Marketing 360, has access to so much data because we have our customers' website, their CRM, their payment data, all their marketing data, their email data. And so our vision is to leverage AI to analyze all that data and help make the marketing smarter, you know, because marketing, in the simplest form, marketing is about doing more of what's working and less of what's not. And if you just continue doing more of what's working and less of what's not, you eventually have a really good ROI. Problem is, a lot of times you're not quite sure what's working the best. And so with AI, able to analyze all these different data points and then say, hey, did you know, this marketing ad, this is driving this customer who's upselling and buying these things, you know, because it has access to all that data in the platform, is going to be extremely powerful. So that's how we're trying to leverage it.
Yeah. And I, you know, this is what I love about interviews too. I overheard you saying this one thing that I was like, oh, that's actually really smart. And it's like snapshots. Basically, you know, you guys have worked with a lot of industries. This is something as a smaller business, you don't always have access to, but with this, it's cool because now you have, hey, they may have worked with 10, 20 roofers or training companies or who knows what. And now like you have that all in one, plus you're like, hey, we know these two or three strategies are going to execute really well. With smaller companies like me, we have to really niche down and say, cool, well, I need to put guardrails down because you kind of like, it's cool. What their company did was they caught the wave right as the stuff was like not even like just kicking off. So I think with AI and seeing that tied into the platforms will be phenomenal. And I'm sure agencies can plug into that as well. Let's talk about, you know, what do you think about digital marketing courses and Alex Hormozi? I don't know if you've heard of Alex Hormozi, you know, and the rise of this online world with COVID-19, we really saw this content marketing and AI now like meshing. But what do you think about courses and Alex Hormozi and this whole new wave?
Welcome. This is an amazing opportunity. We're doing an event called Maximizing AI. It's going to be in the space back there, but there's going to be a live experience that you get to be part of. It is so cool what is all happening and to hear the people's interactions and everything that they're getting involved in. So what I love about the space is it allows us to deeply connect and really go forward in like the fears and the technology and time barriers and, you know, why you should kind of shift to another camp of not believing in super AI intelligence and get to brainstorm that with each other. But I just want to honor you and thank you for this time. I'll see you at the event. There's a link in the description below. So definitely make it out there. My name is Daniel James from DJM Design. And yeah, we'll see you. Don't be square. Come and join us. So bye.
Yeah, I mean, people love learning, and so it's tapping into that. And so there's all these different courses, and which I think is good overall. I would say that sometimes I see courses that, you know, probably aren't great information. And so sure. It's almost being a little over flooded with courses, in my opinion. And it may burn some bridges to a certain extent, where if somebody doesn't get a lot of value out of a number of courses, do they continue doing courses? Probably not. But you know, there's always YouTube. YouTube is very popular. That's where you go to learn. You add videos to your watch later list and just rip through them and learn accounting, learn investing, learn whatever you want. And then if you want to go to the next level, then you pick up one of these courses. So I would just look into the course instructor and make sure that they actually have a pretty good background and they actually have knowledge that's valuable, because there's so many people just creating courses now that don't really have a great background. They may not be too insightful.
I agree. Yeah. Like, you know, with Alex and them, there's different mentors. You just have to pick the right one and just kind of go down the line. Like in your case, it was cool that, you know, Joe Kellogg kind of had that kicked off and launched off. What was your dad's history with this whole business? Like, where does he come from and what is the family story there?
Yeah, my dad started a futures and commodities company, so a brokerage firm that traded things like currencies and metals and grains, that kind of thing. And so he started that and ran that company for about 20 years. He grew it to be about 20 brokers. So pretty good size brokerage company. When I finished college, I worked with him. And so we did digital marketing for the brokerage company. I was a broker myself and also ran the marketing, built their website, started building online trading software all during that time period. So that's where we really learned digital marketing in a very competitive space. And that's what at one point, you know, I had originally had the idea of a small business marketing company, but we kept kind of talking about it along the way. He liked the idea. and then at some point we both were just like, this is going to be big, you know? So he gave away all his brokerage accounts. I gave away all my brokerage accounts. He gave the whole business to his business partner at the time.
And was this like 2008 or when was this?
Yeah, this was the very beginning of 2009.
Yeah, you must have been pretty young then too, like just kind of kicking the can.
I was 28 when we started.
Nice.
That life. So it was the two of us in a tiny little office and we grew up from there.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Like I always look at this analogy of Madwire and I always think of it like it's kind of, it absorbed the space, but also it gave all of us smaller agencies a blueprint. I think a lot of times people forget that. You got to thank your fellow, like I would say not competitor, but other companies that are doing stuff, because they're going to do stuff differently and give you all the clues that you need. And it's all fair game. It's a fair game for everyone.
For sure.
Yeah. We've been having fun leveraging it, but also with caution. So I've had a lot of my consultants too, where they're like, and I told the team too, like, don't put social securities in ChatGPT. Don't put like our certain emails, right? Like unless we've licensed and checked what we need to do. And there's also this like overspill. So it's like trying to keep our hands on compliance. And it's definitely a balance right now. And one of my advisors, he's a Japanese investor, and he just hates AI. Just because it can't be like, he's like, how much of that are they going to use, right? So like CapCut, which is a famous popular editing TikTok thing.
Yep.
They can use any of that footage. So we have to be able to tell our people, hey, like read the fine print and then let's execute from there. So are you seeing that too, where it's like, I want to ask you this with technology booms, because you've been in the industry for so long, how long do you give that tech boom wave enough time, and how much of your resources do you allocate to like new experiments before you cut them, or before you're like, hey guys, we need to rein this in, this is like wasting our company's time? Do you have that?
You know, we usually listen to our customers. We have quite a few customers, and they'll actually start asking us for certain things, and they'll say, hey, do you do that, do you have that tool, do you have that tool? And we start to hear that noise increase, and as that increases, that kind of prioritizes our roadmap, and that will help us understand, okay, demand is definitely here. And so this is a tool we should build or we should acquire or add into the platform. And so AI is one of those tools. You know, you're hearing about that a lot. People are asking about it. And so we get it, you know, so we want to leverage it. So that's where we want to build it into our platform so that, and we're in the process of doing that now, but awesome. Where it can look at all the data, you know, just like we talked about earlier, and it can leverage that.
So cool. Well, we're going to close this one off, guys. And JB, thank you so much for being on here. Before I let you go, is there anything you want to ask the audience or engage the audience with and how to engage with you guys? What would you leave us with?
Yeah, you know, marketing360.com, if you want to learn about the platform. We also have a lot of free marketing tip videos on YouTube. So we were rated one of the best marketing tip channels on YouTube, actually, recently for small businesses. So it's totally free. Great way to learn. Whether you work with us or not, you know, there's value there no matter what. Good, valuable tips. And then if you want to grow your character and grow in your relationship with Christ, the teachings of virtue for me made a huge difference in my life. And so if you're interested in learning more about that, visit horseandchariot.com.
Awesome. And okay, we do need to taste this quickly. Sorry, JB. It'll take us a second. Okay. This is Biltong. This is the chili lime flavor, my favorite. You can get these at Sprouts, King Supers and whatnot. Kalahari is a desert in South Africa. And cyclists will actually use this to recover because it has so much creatine and protein, and it's not there's very little preservatives in the original way of making it. So, I make some at my own house actually. My wife got me a little device.
Oh, cool!
And this will recover your muscles like boom. And the desert people, South African people, came together and just learned how to make this stuff without cooking it. They just dry it out with salt, pepper, coriander. Become a cultural delicacy, actually. Like, we have stores that supply it.
And it's, I like this.
Isn't it good? Hey, it's not as dry as it doesn't. Like, it actually tastes like steak.
I give this one the 10 out of all the snacks. It's my favorite.
Come on, you're a South African, in somewhere in there, JB, you're a South African. So that one's a 10. Everyone, thank you so much. Cheers. Thanks for this supporting this content. Because of that, we've been able to bring people like JB on the show, as well as NFL players and other things like that. So check us out on themoneybrew.com. And then you can also check out the website and subscribe, like, comment, give some questions on what you think JB could answer. And we'll repost that to 360. Cheers, everyone. Thanks, JB.
Thank you.